Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Wednesday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Drew Butler. This is the Steakhouse. They give us our 2 hours. We run with it. We hold it close to us. Like a newborn, we just hold on to our 2 hours, then we just move along. We move along. They stick us 9 to 11. I don't say stick us best shift in radio all time. I don't know how you would have done with mornings. Maybe you perhaps had that opportunity, or maybe again. But it's a whole new world, brother. It's a whole new world.
I hear you.
And your
loud
wife,
and clear.
Your wife wouldn't. You probably wouldn't be very high on your wife's list if that was the case also.
I believe that is the case. I mean, I've got a lot of respect for morning drive radio hosts. Obviously, we've filled in a couple of times having to get up at 4 out of the house. But, you know, with three girls at home, that leaves a lot for mommy to handle early in the hours of the day.
Yeah, maybe that's why my wife doesn't like me that much overall. You know, I forget that I did 20, 25 years of that. I kid. Kimberly did a great job with that. But no question, great to hear the morning team doing their thing.
Absolutely.
And just a whole different deal. The difference of waking up at 4:30 and waking up at 6:30. And I know, like, you know, we know the whole, you and I both follow a bunch of guys on Instagram. It's the CEO mantra, you know, the 5 a.m. club.
Yeah, and grounding and sunlight and cold tub. Yeah, meditate,
cold
journal.
Plunge, journal. The whole CEO shtick, right? So God bless. But when you've been doing mornings as many years as I did, 6:30, you go to sleep at like 11 o'clock, 7.5 hours.
Yeah, because you have to stay up and at least understand what happened in the sports world the night before to a degree.
To a degree.
You can't go to bed at 7:30
no,
p.m.
No, I mean, that's, yeah. And you don't need to. Like 10:30 to 4:30, if it's 4:30, that's still a six-hour deal. Anyway, where have you been? You were traveling, playing, you're doing your golf thing, whatnot?
Yeah, it's a busy time of the year. I was fortunate enough to be invited back down to the Jimmy Rain Foundation event last Thursday and Friday in Montgomery. Jimmy Rain, the founder of Yellowwood, he is a humongous Auburn donor. They raised over $2 million for his scholarship fund, which was great. But Bruce Pearl was the keynote speaker. I was on the golf course with Jason Campbell, former Auburn quarterback, who's actually a neighbor of mine. I was right in front of Bo Jackson, which was very cool to see Bo. And then a couple other Georgia guys were there. David Green, DJ Shockley, our old buddy Buck Ballou was down
there.
Was it
an overnight?
Yeah, they do a gala on Thursday night, wake up, play golf on Friday, and you drive on back home.
Whose golf game would we be surprised / impressed by that's on these like tours on a regular basis? I mean, I know you're kind of a scratch golfer as it is. Did Bruce Pearl go out there and hit any balls?
You know, I didn't see Coach Pearl hit
Jason
it around.
Jason Campbell?
A Campbell can get it around. Yeah, he's a great guy. And the coolest thing about these events, like Mickey Matthews was there, who was a longtime college football coach. Chris Hatcher, who's the head coach at Samford, whose son Ty Hatcher is now an analyst on Kirby's staff at Georgia. Like, getting to be around those guys, all the stories that they tell, how much fun they have together.
So when Bruce Pearl's doing a keynote, is that what you call it?
Yeah, and it, you know, it was all Auburn crowd there.
So what is he, talking about the season?
Talked about the season. I thought it was awesome to hear him say, and I can't believe he's been at Auburn for 11 years. It's kind of crazy to think that. But he said, you know, the expectation of him taking that job at Auburn when he got there, he went to the administrators and said, I get it. Auburn basketball has not held up their end of the bargain in this athletic department. He wants to make the change. Will you guys buy in, believe in what I want to do? And, you know, they gave him that second chance after the trouble that he got in. He's very thankful for it. And, you know, talking about how he's been navigating the transfer portal and NIL and the success that they've had. It was cool to hear.
Yeah, I've told you the story about Bruce Pearl, which, by the way, when you think about what got him a, is it called show clause?
Show cause.
Show cause.
Yeah.
Which means you're banned from the sport, essentially.
Until you go in front of a panel of the NCAA, whatever
it is. He lied about a barbecue at his house hosting Tennessee recruits or players. I got to go back and look at it.
Just so dumb, yes. I mean,
like in this day and age.
Looking back now, it's even more preposterous.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Looks ridiculous now that you know, because he lied. Okay, he lied about it. He conveyed a photo of the actual barbecue. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, he hosted.
Crazy.
He had guys at his house when he was grilling out. So the first job he got, because he was untouchable, ESPN, and trying to be a good partner with college basketball, because he was on a show cause, could not work covering college basketball. So we hired him at 790 The Zone as our college basketball analyst, journalist. So... he's always been incredibly appreciative, since it's one of the great moments is that got to spend a lot of time with Bruce Pearl because he didn't have a job. So he was our college basketball guy. He'd come to Atlanta. We were around him a bunch. The next year, ESPN hires him. He's spectacular in studio. I mean, nobody
better.
Yeah,
he is great.
But I mean, like, no, there's nobody better that was going to take that. I mean, Seth Greenberg's fine and our buddy Josh Pastner, but Bruce Pearl is a different level of entertainment. And he does a couple of years at ESPN, and then they end the show cause, and he's able to – what he's done at Auburn is spectacular.
Absolutely.
Same thing with Nate Oates at Alabama. I mean, it's spectacular. Rick Barnes at Tennessee. Obviously now what's going on in Florida. I mean, it's crazy. You know, the world I grew up in, where the SEC – let's not – I mean, listen, they had great athletes always. And
Kentucky
there were some great
was always
teams.
Relevant. Yeah, of
yeah,
course.
I mean, in Florida they made runs over the years, but – to see now the powerhouse of that conference, and any of those teams could have won a national title.
Just a total gauntlet.
Yeah, I mean, Florida deserved to win it, right?
Absolutely.
Florida deserves to win it, but, I mean, any of those, I wouldn't say Kentucky, Alabama, Auburn, obviously Florida because they win it, and Tennessee absolutely could have won national titles. So anytime you're around Bruce Pearl, that's a win.
Very cool. And then I get home and Jackie's, one of her friends, had a birthday party. It was a pickleball birthday party. And I've talked about it a lot. You know, her Alta team, her mixed doubles teams, all I ever hear about is injuries. I got a shoulder. I got a knee. I got an ankle. I got hit in the eye. My nose is bleeding. It's crazy. More injuries than I've ever seen in an NFL locker room.
For
Alta.
A tennis team?
Yes, I'm like, you know, chill out. That's why I don't play tennis. So we're doing this pickleball thing. I'd never picked up a pickleball paddle in my life. I don't want to play. I don't want to get hurt. We're having fun. I'm dinking it around. I pick up a high noon. I got a high noon in one hand, a paddle in the other. We're playing. I look over. Buddy is on the ground, heel locked out, snapped his Achilles clean. I did not know him, but his wife did text the group on Monday and said, hey, in case anybody was wondering, it was a clean tear of the Achilles. He has surgery Friday.
So what did it look like when he's on the ground?
Oh, there? I mean, he's down. He's grabbing his ankle. His ankle and foot are completely locked out. I walked over to
what
him.
What does locked out mean?
Like 90-degree angle. Like it's just 90-degree angle, his foot up in the air. I said, what happened? He goes, it sounded like a gunshot. I go, that's not good, dude. I go, that is not good. So we elevated it, put it ice on it.
Did
his wife took him.
Off?
No, he was hobbling off. His wife took him, I guess, to the hospital. And, you know, you can't have surgery immediately on an Achilles like that. So poor guy. I mean, look, last day of school is either today, tomorrow, or Friday. The pool just opened. Summertime is here. And daddy's going to be on the scooter all summer long.
Well, you know, he probably couldn't get surgery right away because he couldn't get surgery right away. You know that the Jason Tatum surgery, but by the time, like, the
– Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, they want to now. There's all this research, I guess it is, that if you get surgery immediately, like they were saying, we talked about it yesterday, Sandra and I, that by the time, Brad Stevens was saying this, by the time the injury report came out on Jason Tatum, everyone was waiting to hear.
Right, he had already had the surgery.
Yeah, they wanted to do it immediately. They put him in the hospital. He probably did it in the middle of the night or that morning, and he was already back in the hotel. They say that that can save you.
Oh, for sure.
On the back
one
end.
One of the dads at the party was like, well, Aaron Rodgers came back in 4 months. I go, dude, Aaron Rodgers did physical therapy 23 hours a day
and he
for
didn't
3 months
come back.
Straight.
What does that mean? He was standing on a field throwing
I go,
a ball.
This guy, like, you know, poor guy's going to be out for 12 months.
Yeah, my sister-in-law had an Achilles, and then she got a meniscus as she was recovering from it. Because but dude, don't be worried about if you can't play pick. What are you gonna do for exercise?
Me?
Walk the golf course?
No, Peloton and kettlebells, dude. I got to go figure
is that
out.
What is
yeah,
that? What it
on,
is?
Come on.
There's not a lot of
look at this physique. Come on.
All right. Well, Spencer Strider's start did not turn out the way you wanted. Braves a big favorite on the road last night with Strider back. They lose to the. Nationals 5-3 is the final.
Yeah, Strider goes 4 1/3. He gave up 6 hits, 4 earned runs. Not good velocity, not good control, but first game back since that hamstring injury, and he was not happy, Steak.
Yeah, we'll hear more from him. I mean, he is like a Chris Sale clone when he doesn't pitch the way he wants. And talk about a guy that puts a lot of pressure on himself. Obviously, tough game for the Braves to lose. They now have, no big deal. Lost 2 out of 3 on the road, lost Saturday, and I lose here. They need to win a couple before they come home for the Padres, where Strider will probably, I don't know what Snit was saying, but I would assume he has a chance to start on Sunday against the Padres. I think it's a weird start time on Sunday. Did I see it's 4 o'clock, right, Bo? What's that about? Memorial
the next
Day kind of?
Sunday home games are actually 4 o'clock,
wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Explain that to me. Is that because of the heat and the – no, that's not it
No,
either.
It's not the heat. I don't
– It's a national television.
We'll have plenty of Sunday day games in July and August.
Does it have something to do with who
it
owns the rights to the games?
It television or something of that nature, yeah.
Yeah. Remember they had the – Apple had the 11 a.m. starts?
Yeah.
In the Apple TV.
Or Peacock.
One of those
coming
up in July. It's actually a Roku start, 11:30 a.m. July 6th.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. He's got his whole schedule down. Anyway, more on the Braves coming up. Oklahoma City, no problem with Minnesota. 114-88, game one of the Western Finals. SGA goes for 31.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards on the other side, only 18 points. I would expect the Timberwolves to bounce back. But, man, the Thunder are very good. Pacers against the New York Knicks tonight in Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. tip on TNT. That's game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Next three Saturdays are 4 o'clock. Thank you for that, Bo. By the way, staying local, as big a win as it gets for the Atlanta Dream.
Yeah, the Atlanta Dream beat Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever 91-90. Last night in Gamebridge Arena, that's up Gamebridge Fieldhouse up in Indianapolis. And then those two teams come down here, and they're playing at State Farm, I believe, Thursday night. Is that right, Steak?
Yeah, 17,000 expected. The rematch, Brittany Griner last night, 21-8. 17,000 folks expected at State Farm Arena for Atlanta Dream and Caitlin Clark. Real quick, Georgia and Oklahoma, the SEC tourney.
Yes, in Hoover, Alabama. Expected first pitch, 5:30 p.m. tonight. And then your number one seed, Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, take on Cal tomorrow in the ACC tournament. College baseball taking you through Memorial Day weekend.
All right, Alex Anthopoulos joined us yesterday for a lengthy interview. What was the headline? Well, Dukes and Bell had some fun with it, or maybe not fun is the word, but he ain't worried about his closer. Is Alex the only one not worried? Also, why Spencer Strider might be the toughest on himself of any player I have seen or dealt with in recent memory. We'll hear from Strider in the clubhouse, Sports Radio 92.9.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, get on the Odyssey app. There's all kinds of stuff, including the Alex Anthopoulos interview. We'll hear a bunch coming up from that. You never know what moments are going to be out there or what kind of stuff you want to follow up on with the number one sports station in the Southeast. And if you're driving around Atlanta, hopefully, if you're an Amazon driver or a police officer or a sales guy or whatever it is in your car, a lot of truck drivers, we're keeping you company best that we can. The world of sports and gosh knows what else is going to happen. You may get a couple of food reviews, Atlanta Eats on Radio. In the mix.
Saw somebody was encroaching on your territory as far as burger reviews go in our area.
You talking about Pookie and Jet?
Yeah. What's up with that? Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
But that is their lane now. I don't know. They did give me the shout out.
They did. I respect that.
Pookie looks absolutely fire tonight.
Yeah. So they went to the. I mentioned this again, so I don't want to keep repeating, but that burger review of Che Butter Jones now.
Yeah.
It's got over, I think, 6,000 shares.
Okay.
So if you have 6,000 shares, that's a buddy telling another buddy, like, we got to go here. They ran out of food Saturday. They ran out of food Sunday.
Wow.
The wait was an hour to get a burger. It was one of those. I've never been in quite like at the
And where's the location? Beltline?
It's La Vista, and it's over Brookhaven-ish.
Okay.
So La Vista and Briarcliff. So I went in there randomly at 1:30 on a Tuesday when no one was in there, and next thing you know, I put that review up, and it got into some kind of Instagramosphere, and I've never seen anything like it.
So in the pantheon of Atlanta burgers, obviously you've got NFA, buddy Billy, you've got Chastain, you've got some significant spots.
You've
OTP,
got Marcel, Little Sparrow. You got,
but this seems like it's in kind of a category of its own. I saw it. I watched.
They're
your
famous
review.
For the lamb burger, but I said if you want to get real traction, lamb is a little too niche. So I'm going to do the regular burger as well. I got the lamb burger review.
Is it a smash burger though? Because it looked like smash patties. It had some bacon on it. I mean, it looked awesome.
It was amazing. It wasn't its own. I mean, it's its own category. They had a food truck, and then they had their first brick and mortar, and now I've never seen anything like it. But point being, I got a food review of a breakfast sandwich coming out in about 10 minutes as well.
Okay.
So check that out.
All right.
Listen. Oh, yeah, there's sports stuff too. I'm sorry. Yeah, we do sports here too. But, you know.
Do we? Yeah. We have to?
Well, that's part of what Mike Conti said. Okay. At least do like 30%. Hey, Spencer Strider, not the start that he wanted yesterday. What I'm just so impressed by is the ownership that some of these guys take and the seriousness with which they approach being there for their team. And I watched Chris Sale. I really watched him more when he was in Boston after he leaves the White Sox. And he didn't have a great run there. It was hot and cold, didn't win a World Series. But he would just beat himself up when he was in the middle of that run. And he's like, and then he got injured. And he said, like Strider said, I'm not doing anything to earn my contract. If I can't pitch, you know, had some injuries. And I think I've never seen anybody be so hard on himself until I listened to Spencer Strider on a regular basis. And last night, after 4 1/3, 6 hits and 4 runs, doesn't have the start he needed, gets the loss, actually. Here he talks post-game saying, this is not what I want to be.
Give us a chance to win the game, really. It's got to be better. Didn't execute. Stuff wasn't consistent. You know, just hate to see the guys, you know, come back, put a 3-spot up there, and then go out and immediately give up the lead. That's just one of those things you never want to do. So, you know, not acceptable for me.
I mean, I appreciate him saying that, and I appreciate him taking the responsibility, because I would have to assume that, I don't know, maybe Braves brass was giving Spencer Strider the opportunity to have a bit more time to recover, to rehab. Hey, take your time, man. It's still early goings of the season. And I'm sure Spencer, being the competitor that he is, wants to get back out there, is doing everything that he can to get back on the mound, kind of presses those decision makers to say, I'm ready, let me go. And then he doesn't live up to his own expectations, and he takes the full responsibility. So I appreciate that as a team leader, as a competitor, and clearly that's one of the reasons why it makes him so great.
Yeah, you face the media, you take responsibility, you don't, you know, disappear into a corner. And again, it's, you know, most guys are like, it's the way you get, you're a professional athlete, so you would know when guys don't answer and force other guys to talk about what happened when instead of the person that was involved in it. I mean, that's a good way to alienate your teammates.
Like Rory McIlroy last week at the PGA, did you guys talk about that at all?
We haven't.
He
four
didn't
straight
talk
days
to the media for four straight days.
So what's going on?
I digress.
There?
I have.
Are
no
they
idea.
Annoyed about? Was he annoyed about his? So his driver,
yeah,
was
his driver was
question.
Called non-conforming. I mean, I have no idea. I know that's kind of a bit of
but
a
remember
tangent,
weeks but ago he said, "I don't have to speak to you." Unlike major league professional sports, where they're required,
right.
We're not.
Right.
Which was almost a foreshadowing of, if I don't have to, I won't, which I think is really annoying. But that's an individual sport.
Correct.
Right? That's an individual sport. Here's more Spencer Strider saying, I take no joy.
I'm going to have to work to be better. So, no, I mean, I certainly want to play, but I take no joy in not giving us a chance. So, you know, if I don't feel like I can't provide for the team, then I don't take much pleasure in losing games for us.
I mean, dude,
Spencer, take a deep breath.
I know, dude.
It's okay.
You know, he also said, I'm very familiar that we sent down a really good pitcher in order for me to get this start.
Yeah.
And Bryce Elder and Alex Anthopoulos talked about it was awful having to send down Elder. Like, dude, he goes, I want to play. Like, okay, like, I totally agree.
It's the Goodwill Hunting quote. It's not your fault.
I mean, well, it is your fault
it's not
yesterday.
Your fault.
But, like, wow. Give yourself a break, dude.
I know.
Nobody's talking
totally
about
agree.
You not playing. And I know you feel bad for Bryce Elder, but you earned your spot.
Yeah,
you
everybody's going to give Spencer Strider the grace that he has earned over the last 5 years.
He's not giving it to himself.
I know.
There's a sports psychology thing going on with him right now that it's just way too early, one start, to be beating himself up and saying, I just want to play. And he's getting into the Bryce Elder thing in that post game as well. I mean,
apologizing like he just cost us the World Series.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like, I'm saying, I'm not trying to, you know me, game 55, I'm not going to spend hours on one game. But I will say that's about as unique as I've heard in postgame.
For sure.
From a guy. Let's talk about Acuna. Alex Anthopoulos on with us yesterday. I think there was a conventional wisdom that you thought Friday night would be the night back. Acuna, how long are they going to spend with him down in the minors until they bring him back? And Alex Anthopoulos saying, not so fast.
I want to say yes, and if it was up to me, he'd be playing tonight. But
right.
The training staff, the medical staff, and I would say Ronald as well, I think they're taking a more cautious approach to this thing. You know, we don't want to go through what we did in 2022, where we brought him back, he was capable of playing, but he wasn't the same, and he wasn't right.
So those of you who think it's a done deal, it doesn't sound like it. Before we go to break, the most talked about topic also was him absolutely blowing off the notion that he's worried about his closer, Raisel Iglesias. Matter of fact, he had an entire kind of explanation for being up in the bullpen too much, having to be in too many one-run games, therefore that he was probably overthrowing in the bullpen. Dukes and Bell, I guess, weren't having it, but here is Alex explaining some of why he's not worried.
Not at all, and I know I'm supposed to say that. I wouldn't come out and say it. But, and I will tell you why. You know, the one thing that the fans all see is when guys actually pitch in a game, we monitor and track how much they're up in the bullpen, right? And those, when you're up and you're, you know, we call it being up and hot and getting hot, getting ready to get into the game, that's something, right? It's not this equivalent of an appearance, but, you know, I've had some guys tell me that's the equivalent of half of an appearance. I've had other guys tell me it's three quarters of an appearance. Some guys will get up twice and not get in a game, and that could be viewed as an appearance. So he's been up a lot. That's not a criticism. He's always available. There's no issues with his health. We've played a lot of tight games. You know, those are the moves Smith needed to make, and it happens.
All right. I guess he's been up too much in the bullpen. So that's part of what he's saying.
Don't get up and hot.
Right.
Don't get up and
hot. I mean, it's
stay down and cool.
It's a half an appearance. It's three quarters of an appearance. Whatever. Listen, these guys, this is what you, I mean, look, if that's your job, you're going to overanalyze it to the nth degree.
Sticking on baseball here for a quick second, congratulations to Walton High School. The Walton Raiders swept Lowndes yesterday at Cool-Ray Field to win the 6A state championship in baseball.
And Lowndes was like a powerhouse, right?
Yeah. Teaching those South Georgia boys something about Metro Atlanta. So congrats to the entire team from Walton.
A lot of D1 players on that field. Hey, we come back. What do you want from your TV sports? It is the Emmys last night. We'll tell you who won. But more importantly, ask you the question, are we watching sports totally different? We'll talk about that. Also, the tailgate, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't even
Memorial
ask.
Day, Monday. Early Bo, Memorial Day
we're working
Day
on
this
Monday.
Year.
We're off. Okay. I got to plan a big Sunday barbecue at the house or something. Daddy doesn't have to get up for work.
I think the weather actually looks really nice this weekend, too. 70s. Cooling off a little bit. Yeah, dry, cooling off. So we didn't get too much thunder or lightning last night. It rolled through a little bit around 2 a.m. But
We lost our power last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, we lost our power for a few hours. I was getting ready to go downstairs. Middle of the night, sometime I'll go catch up on something I've been, you know, the week gets busy. Everybody's home right now the summer, and I went down to watch something. We're out of power. Also, my dog starts freaking out once that kind of rain.
Yeah.
I think they can also sense when you hear that noise, when the power just, you know, kind of whoop. And yeah. So, I'm here. It's going to be mild. Listen, the Padres series for the Braves is going to be very, very entertaining.
For sure.
They'll be packed for Memorial Day weekend. And just a great opportunity to be down there and enjoy. And then I think the Sox are in town the following weekend. So two huge homestands in terms of crowds coming back-to-back at Truist Park.
So Sophie's back from her freshman year. 1 to 10, what did she rate her?
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year, I'm sorry.
So sophomore year, she'd probably give like a 5.
Oh, really?
Or 6. Well, dude, I mean, the whole
is she getting into the school that she's going to be majoring in? Like, is that?
Yeah, she's in the business school and all that stuff.
Awesome.
But sophomore year, she'd give a 10. Freshman
year.
Friends.
Freshman year, 10.
No, freshman year, 5.
Okay.
Sophomore year,
gotcha.
10. She's going to be a junior.
And I'm happy for her.
She's going to Barcelona on a program with UGA.
Oh, those are the best.
Dude, the life that girl is leading, like, please, I want to come back to life.
Barcelona.
She's like, yeah, we just booked Ibiza. Then we booked Croatia.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we booked Nice, right? Like, they're just every weekend. You know, there's like $40.
Good for her.
You know, there's like $50 flights in Europe going,
yes,
like to different
That's
areas.
Like that quick little stand-up bit that I sent you, Rusty and Sandra, of the comedian talking about Atlanta. He's like, yeah, I took a $65 United flight to get here. My Uber from Hartsfield to Alpharetta was $120.
Right.
One left the ground, the other didn't.
Well, it used to be you get a Euro pass, right? And you just get on a train. Now they're like doing this with all the kids. Like, you can fly for the same price, these airlines from like these cities within Europe. Dude, her itinerary, and then she has, you know, then she comes back for fall at Georgia, which will be kind of a quiet season, right? The football season.
Yeah, not much going on.
Yeah, with Gunnar Stockton and Ole Miss and Bama and Texas all coming to town.
Yep.
And just, she's living her best life. I mean, freshman year is funky for a lot of people.
Right.
You don't get in the sorority right away. You won. You're not used to the whole, you know, living in arrangements, whatever. So they're all home and then we're all scattering as well. So a great weekend, though. I'm planning on being down at Truist. I don't know which game yet, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Obviously, with the Padres in town, that's something. Also, if you love college baseball, a lot of that happening next couple of days. All right, tell us what the Dogs are doing in terms of their start of the SEC tournament.
Yeah, postseason college baseball is here. The SEC baseball tournament currently taking place in Hoover, Alabama. Georgia, the 5 seed, will start their single elimination SEC tournament at the Hoover Met today, approximately 5:30 p.m. on SEC Network. They're taking on 12 seed Oklahoma. Georgia is in a very, very good spot, Stake, as it pertains to regional play, super regional play, College World Series hope. So they need to win a couple of games in this SEC tournament to continue to bolster their resume.
The story of Danny Hall in Georgia Tech is an incredible one. He was named Coach of the Year in the ACC. He won his first outright ACC title. They are the number one seed. And, you know, listen, everybody... season except for one team ends with an L.
Right.
So it's going to be hard when this thing's over for Georgia Tech, but they are making
a run at it. How many years has Danny been there?
Well, he's been coaching for 40 years total. I think
amazing career.
30 at Tech. I'll look it up as well. But they're not in action. Cal beat Miami yesterday, which was a big deal. So now Miami's out. Cal plays Wake Forest today. Whoever wins that plays Georgia Tech tomorrow night.
Yes, noted ACC powerhouse Cal Berkeley will be taking on top seed Georgia Tech in the ACC tournament. I did want to mention one more thing. Oh, yeah, and by the way, athletic director from the University of Georgia, Josh Brooks, joins us at 10:40 this morning. So much going on, a lot of success with Bulldogs spring sports that we will touch on him with as he gets ready for a little reprieve, I would hope, for him this summer. But I was watching a podcast the other day. John Skipper, former executive at ESPN. You may or may not know, ESPN is coming out with their direct-to-consumer app later on this year. John Skipper said, get ready for this, okay? You like that Alabama-Georgia matchup on Saturday night? You want to tune into that one? Put it behind a paywall, $4.99 to watch it. What would the college football fan think about that? You have to purchase an app, you're making your monthly payments, and now you want to watch the biggest game of the weekend, and they're going to put it behind a $5 paywall.
I think it's years away.
He said it sounded like it was imminent. Not this year, but closer than years away.
I'll just say that, you know, how is the college football fan that's not directly related to Alabama, Georgia?
Right.
Are they just going to buy every big game every
weekend?
Yeah,
how do you get those gargantuan numbers that they're used to?
Right, exactly right. Yeah, yeah. You're going to cut your audience by 70%, by 80%, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, think about Newark, New Jersey. Think about Davenport, Iowa. Think about San Francisco. Like, they're not paying every week for three or four of the biggest games, right?
Right.
Now, down here they might, but then how many SEC games are we going to pay for, right? So the next week when Tennessee, is that going to be on there when Tennessee is playing Texas?
Yeah.
Is that on the pit? Like, I think there's a point where you're going to, you know, lose your audience. Yeah, charge for the app. Drive the hell out of that.
Right.
Listen, ESPN is reeling because the business model of cable television was the greatest cash cow of all time, and it's gone forever. ESPN was getting $6 a subscriber because you knew if you didn't have ESPN on your cable network, you'd cancel that cable network and go to somebody else. So that model doesn't exist anymore because folks are canceling their cable. Now they just want to order apps, you know. And by the way, the cable companies are going to the same format of like, just pick the 20 channels you want.
Yeah.
Pick the streaming channels. We'll give them to you. Pick the sports channels. You don't need these other 60 channels, right? That people didn't want to have to pay for.
So not only that, but what does the infighting of people like Ryan Clark and RG3, former teammates, but obviously ESPN folks, what does that do for the average viewer? Do they care? Do they tune out?
I think that it has no effect on the viewer.
Okay.
Zero. It's just fascinating.
And we'll
fodder.
Talk about that in Belly Up for sure.
Yeah, it's fascinating fodder to watch if you hadn't heard Ryan Clark and RG3 going at it
about the
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese stuff. And by the way,
each other's wives involved. I mean, just really, really out of bounds stuff.
Didn't somebody also bring up something about Ryan Clark?
Le'Veon Bell, his former teammate.
Said that he got a
white woman pregnant, has a baby with the white woman. Now, that's alleged, so I have no idea.
No, but it's, but somebody's trying to put that out there after basically they were Ryan Clark saying RG3's married to white girls, so he don't care about black women. Like, oh, okay, dude. Wow. You're going to go there? That's uncomfortable.
Anyways, it is.
Speaking of sports television, the Emmys were last night, the sports Emmys, which are kind of a big deal. Lincoln Center in New York City. This is the absolute pinnacle of the sports broadcasting world. And not a ton of surprises, I would say. It's pretty much the same folks time and again that are winning stuff. I didn't understand exactly. Bo and Caleb explained. Lady Gaga wins for the opening of the Super Bowl. She plays a song, and she's what? Have you guys seen the video? Because I didn't see the opening of the Super Bowl. She's marching down Bourbon Street. Is that it, what you said, Bo?
No, she's on in the middle of Bourbon Street on a grand piano. So Tom Brady and some like Michael Strahan walked down the street with, you know, their Louisiana shirts and L.A. shirts. I think there was fires at the time. And they stop at Lady Gaga on a grand piano in the middle of Bourbon Street.
Wow.
Around it. It's a pretty cool performance.
Here, let's hear this.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms.
So this wins.
I see that you're hurting.
What's the actual award, Caleb? What's it called? What was the award they were getting? Best performance?
Oh, for Lady Gaga? Yeah. Let's see.
It's like the titles are
for
kind
Outstanding Music Direction.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't know that's a sports
thing. I was just seeing one. The Outstanding Personality / Emerging On-Air Talent goes to 73-year-old Nick Saban.
I know. Emerging On-Air Talent, Nick Saban.
I mean, he is spectacular. In his first year with ESPN, he wins a sports Emmy. Our buddy Charles Barkley wins Outstanding Personality Studio Analyst.
Yeah, also Ernie Johnson wins for host. So Barkley and Ernie win again for the NBA on TNT. I would imagine they've got a major collection of those awards. It feels like Ernie Johnson Jr. just beats everybody, these guys out every year. I think he's beat Van Pelt, I don't know how many years in a row. Peyton Manning wins in the Outstanding Personality category for his work on ESPN2.
And SEC on ABC in its maiden voyage wins the Outstanding Live Series. So big for them.
So the SEC moved to ABC, which that game, by the way, is the game that we got at 3:30 on CBS for decades and decades.
Iconic.
That was Gary Danielson and Vern Lundquist. Then it moved to Nestler in that. Then they get having to do the Big Ten because the SEC moves to the Disney Network, which gives them access to ESPN and ABC, and they win it there. I'm asking people, because I find myself, and I never thought this would be the case, when they have alternate broadcasts, or, you know, I don't know, I grew up pretty standard, you know, Pat Summerall and John Madden. Don Crickey, I think, worked with, the AFC team was Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen. So if you're a Jets, Patriots, Broncos, Steelers, Enberg and Olsen were the ones. If you were in the NFC, so Dallas, Philadelphia, Atlanta, whatever, not that Atlanta was getting many of those games, it was Pat Summerall and John
of
Madden.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
That was the standard, the bell cow of the game. I'm telling you that I think the Manning cast, and then you think back, and I think the NBA and TNT, and I think that type of delivering your sports is just, you have to have the right guys. But I watched 80% Manning cast on Monday night. The year before, I probably watched 30%.
Right.
But now I'm just all in, depending on the talent.
They don't go wrong much as far as who they bring in. I will say, a little bit of a head scratcher a year ago when Bill Belichick was your stock first half guest the entire year. What was that?
Yeah, well, I get you. Listen, there's a lot of football knowledge. That was way too much. Bill Belichick was overblown for sure. But I'm curious, is there a product? Like, I hear guys about McAfee now, they can't handle game day. I hear, you know, folks, actually, I've never heard of folks say NBA and teen. I've never heard one person say,
yeah,
I can't deal with those guys.
You watch that for entertainment. Even if you're not an NBA fan, you
it's
tune in.
It's the greatest sports talk show collection in history. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, when you talk about putting a sports show together, you're thinking about entertainment, you're thinking about chemistry, you're thinking about how many different topics can they tackle, right? What's the like, that group of four, Shaq, Kenny, Charles, and Ernie, there is nothing like it. You can't even compare Game Day. You cannot compare what was the gold standard for years, Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw, and
James Brown slash Kurt Menefee. Yeah, Fox on NFL.
Like, okay, they were fun. The stuff that Barkley and Kenny and Ernie and Charles Shaq were doing, it's just they rewrote it.
Dude, one of my favorites, and it still stings that it's been so broken up, was the OG Good Morning Football. I mean, I am a huge Peter Schrager fan, Kyle Brandt. Those guys were so good together.
So
it was
Kay
Adams,
love,
it was McCourty. I
love
the entertainment. I love their knowledge. I love their chemistry. Every morning, it was just feel-good TV. I got my NFL news, and I enjoyed watching it.
Former intern at 790 The Zone, Peter Schrager.
He got the bag to go to ESPN, so congratulations to him.
He's
crushing
living
it.
His best
yes,
life.
Yes, he is, and he's earned it.
What's the best television product? Who is the guy, the woman, the show? I'm just curious as you're driving around, right, whether it's a local broadcast, whether it was Skip Carey doing the Braves, is there a gold standard of that was my favorite television? Television. Television. I'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The top of Mount Rushmore for sports television. What is yours? Have we missed out on somebody that you actually want to talk about? We'll do that. Lots more on the way. Tough night for the Braves. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.